So that was your letters. And now a few more stories. A temporary charity women's clothing store is making a comeback to Norwich for up to 6 months. But there is something different about the items this one sells. In 1869, Action for Children, you won't find any second-hand items or hand-me-downs. Instead, the stock is made up of all new, sample or store seconds clothing. Everything is the end of the ranges from high-end brands such as Hobbs and House of Fraser, but they're at bargain prices. Last August, it raised £19,000, and after taking a further £46,000 from a shopping centre in Watford, it is now returning to the city. Lisa Nicholson, Action for Children's Senior Retail and Partnership Manager, and the brains behind the operation, said, "We're so excited to be back at Castle Mall, where all this started. Every single purchase will go towards helping vulnerable and disadvantaged children, often in desperate situations." The shop at Castle Mall has also been shortlisted for the Charity Shop Interior of the Year Award 2019 for its eye-catching design, including a striking black and white checkered floor. The shop, which is on the upper floor, opposite Boots, needs about another 10 or 15 volunteers to help, and there is an online store too, run by volunteers.
Norwich Airport is on the brink of becoming entirely privately owned, with the City and County Council set to sell their remaining shares in the transport hub they set up. Norfolk County Council and Norwich City Council are next week likely to agree an offer from airport owner Regional and City Airports to sell the 19.9% stake the authorities still have in the airport. The amount of money the two councils, which created the airport after buying the site in the late 1960s, will get for selling their remaining shares is confidential at this stage. In 2004, Omniport paid Norfolk County Council and Norwich City Council £11.1 million for an 80.1% stake in the airport. That deal meant County Hall received £3.9 million and the City Council got £2.6 million. But the County Council kept 9%, Norwich City Council 6%, and legislator 1656 Limited, an arm's-length company jointly owned by the two councils, retained 4.9%. The airport's current owners approached the leaders of the two councils and directors of legislature to offer to buy the shares in February. Negotiations have been taking place since that date, with the airport owner's initial offer based on an independent valuation produced by GVA Grimley Limited in 2017. The councils commissioned Lovewell Blake to draw up their own valuation report, which said the shares were worth more than the original offer. Officers say further negotiations have led to a revised offer submitted by the airport owners in June. Council officers say they believe that offers value for money. Decisions on whether the councils will sell their shares will go to the City Council's Cabinet on Wednesday next week and the County Council's meeting on Monday, July the 15th. The deal includes cash for the two councils, but also a legally binding agreement, which means that for the next 15 years, meetings will take place twice a year between the airport owners and the councils to exchange information with each other relating to the current performance and future development of Norwich Airport to support the objective of having a successful airport in the region. The money the councils get would be used on future capital projects.
A teenager who lost his grandfather's old wallet at the Royal Norfolk Show had it returned with £135 still inside following a Facebook appeal. Alfie Cross, 17, misplaced his wallet on the opening day of the show on Wednesday and assumes it had been stolen after being unable to find it again. But following a Facebook appeal, which was shared 400 times, the heirloom was returned 2 days later by the daughter-in-law of a man who once knew his grandfather. Alfie's mum, Catherine, said Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association trustees Ches Broom appeared on her doorstep on Friday with the wallet after it was handed to her. She said, "Tucked inside the wallet, unbeknownst to us, was an old address sticker that Alfie's granddad must have put in there many years ago. It had the address for Ches' father-in-law, John Broom, who lived at Southborough and was a good friend of granddad's in Young Farmers. The sticker was so old it even had the old-style phone number with a 4-digit aerial code. As luck would have it, Ches was found and asked if it belonged to her, but she was totally confused by it. Then she saw my post on Facebook and put two and two together and brought it right back to Alfie. And all the money was still inside too, £135, which is a lot to a hard-working student. We're so lucky and grateful that firstly it was found by someone honest enough to hand it in, but then for someone to find the address, connect it with Ches, who then connected it to us. It's quite unbelievable when you think of the thousands of people who were at the show on Wednesday. The power of Facebook strikes again, and the kindness of strangers and friends."
Workers at Anglia Home Improvements are set to reject an improved pay offer, according to union bosses. GMB Union is set to ballot members on an updated proposal in an ongoing battle to keep their regular pay and work hours, but claim workers are not happy with the proposals. The original proposal, which was first discussed with the workforce in May, put forward a 16% decrease in wages alongside the use of agencies to take over work currently done by an in-house staff. The new plan has reduced the cut in pay to 8.3%, but the union says that workers' demands are still not being met by Anglian Windows, who trade as Anglian Home Improvements. Keith Dixon, GMB regional organiser, said, "I have met with the company and communicated our concerns. However, feel that Anglia Windows fail to understand the gravity of our members' feelings upon this. I have offered to the company the opportunity to open negotiations to look to see if there's an amicable solution, which could be secured. However, at this stage, there has been a refusal by the company to have further talks. Members will be asked to submit ballot papers at a meeting on Friday to gather thoughts on the updated proposal. But the GMB have said that extensive feedback already gathered from workers indicates that they are likely to oppose the offer."
A police officer who was on patrol on a bike in a Norfolk town was able to follow his nose to a drug stash. PC Andrew Reed was on a cycle patrol of Wyndham Town Centre when he could smell something was not quite right. As he followed the scent, he tracked down a man who was in possession of cannabis. On Twitter, South Norfolk Police said, "PC Reed has followed his nose whilst on his pedal bike. As a result, a male has been found in possession of herbal cannabis. Cannabis seized, a male dealt with for offence." Police said PC Reed had been on patrol in the centre visiting areas that are known for antisocial behaviour hotspots.
Tributes have been paid to a well-known stalwart of the Norwich music scene after the death of the free-spirited singer Eric Gough. Frontman of Raw Deal and Worlds Apart, the 69-year-old Mr. Gough died peacefully on Tuesday, June the 18th, holding his wife Maria's hand. Mrs. Gough said his music tastes were eclectic, to say the least. His favourites were Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, and Jimi Hendrix, and he loved Osric Tentacles with a passion. The singer and former project manager, who was suffering from cancer, was cremated privately on Wednesday, June the 26th, as tributes from fellow Norwich musicians have poured in after his death. Worlds Apart drummer and friend Trevor Kennedy said, "Eric was so easy to get along with, a kind, mild-mannered soul. He was calmness personified and never seemed nervous. His audience rapport was natural. He would go round tables to speak to the audience prior to the gig and seem to get people on his side before he'd played a note. He had a gift for performing and his vocal was unique. He was the biggest reason that such a large crowd followed the band around in its golden years period. The former Wyndham College boarder, who performed in bands to including Earthworks, Scalabus and Ransom, is survived by a son from his first marriage. A party in celebration of his life is currently being planned."
The sentencing of a tax advisor who took more than £200,000 from clients and his firm has been delayed after errors by prosecutors. Tim Bash, 58, was expected to be jailed at Norwich Crown Court after admitting fraud while working as a tax consultant at Lovell Bake. But Judge Catherine Moore delayed the hearing after noticing a series of errors in the prosecution's documents. She said Bash of Dereham Road in Mattershall also needed to be charged with defrauding Lovell Blake of £40,000. That was done and Bash pleaded guilty. But Judge Moore then noticed the prosecution was unable to give an accurate figure as to how much Bash had actually taken. A figure of £267,000 included cash which clients had loaned to Bash, but he was not charged with any crimes relating to the loans.
So that's all for this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from
Sam Elmhurst
and Don Cleaver. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news and two features by regular evening news writers Derek James and Keith Skipper.